when I went through my dark night of the soul, up to that point, I thought I had full control of my reality. I thought that any problem could be solved with my communication abilities or through charisma or through money, literally. But all of a sudden, when life punched me in the face and I was put smack dab in the middle of this existential crisis, this like spiritual doom and gloom, none of those things could fix that problem. I had to start really picking my identity apart and looking at this and being like, okay, clearly I am very vulnerable. I'm not this untouchable, unbreakable being that's invincible that I thought I was. I'm actually very weak and fragile and vulnerable. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Conscious Rebel. Hope y'all have had a good day so far. Today we're going to be talking about my holistic view, my philosophy on living a life that is happy, healthy, and full of goodness and well-being and joy and all that fun stuff. Basically, I'm pulling it back to the core pillars from my life experience of what I feel really contributes to a good life. Now, again, this is going to be completely subjective. However, I will say there's a reason why I add the word holistic in there. This is an extremely meaningful word for me. If you really look at the word holistic, actually, I'm curious. I'm going to look this up real quick. Bear with me. Let's look up the definition of holistic. Okay, so holistic, characterized by the belief that the parts of something are interconnected and can be explained only by reference to the whole. I'd say that's a pretty good definition. So what holistic means is that everything is connected. Everything. So there is no one thing that you can affect or change or touch that doesn't affect the whole. If you look at this within the body, this means that anything that is happening, let's say within your immune system, is going to also affect your lymphatic system, which is also going to affect your organs, which is going to affect your muscular system, and so on. If we zoom out even more and we look at kind of the foundational principle of someone's life within health and well-being, this means that any sleep that you don't get and that starts to really wreak havoc on your body is now going to affect your productivity. It's going to affect your efficiency. It's then going to bleed over into your relationships. It's going to affect your relationships. Then it's going to affect your business and the way that you think. It's then going to affect your overall health, your energy, your vitality. Holistic means that everything is connected. There is no one thing that you can kind of pull out and isolate and just affect that without it affecting the whole, because everything is interconnected. And this is really powerful, because if we start to view ourselves from a holistic perspective, then we recognize that any changes that we make anywhere within our life, just these small 1% changes, are going to ripple out and affect the rest of our life, literally. Now, with this, and I know I harp a lot on health, but health is really the foundation of everything. Everything that we do comes down to health. And I mentioned this in other episodes, but health is wealth. Health is vitality. Health is life. If we don't have health, we do not have anything. And the very essence of health is vitality, having that energy, having that chi, which you need to raise kids, to be patient, to have a harmonious relationship, to increase your profits in your business, to be able to run faster, to lift heavier, to be able to travel more, to be able to be more compassionate with others. All of this requires, at the core of it, vitality. It requires energy. So the more that we can get in alignment with our body and with our health and our well-being, the more holistically it's going to affect all the other parts of your life. So what I want to do for this episode, I'll first start out talking about my philosophy overall and how this came about, but I want to actually give you guys a practical framework. Again, something that I really pride myself on with Conscious Rebel is that I really make an effort to make every episode practical. I'm an extremely practical person. I'm not realistic at all, but I'm very practical. And what this means is that if I don't feel like I can implement something in my daily life to make it better, then I'm not that interested, because there's a lot of fluff out there. There's a lot of dreaming. There's a lot of thinking, a lot of mental masturbation. And I really need to, for myself, find those practical, simple pieces that can actually shift my life forward in a positive direction. So I want to be able to provide that for you guys, a rubric, a framework through which you can look through this lens and know how to holistically improve and better your life to be more happy, to be more healthy. So there's going to be six pillars that we go through, and these six pillars are inspired by Paul Check. Paul Check is one of, you know, my greatest inspirations among a lot of other, you know, men and women in the world that have really paved the path forward. But Paul Check is basically a holistic practitioner. He's a master and an expert in so many other things with the body, with spiritual doings. And you can look into him, Paul Check, C-H-E-K, extremely informative and extremely profound. So he has what are called the six principles. And these six principles of really healthy life, of living a good, solid life, are sleep, hydration, nutrition, movement, breathing, and mindset. And I'm going to dive into each one of those and break those apart. But that's going to be the rubric for you of what is going to create a good, healthy life. So let's back up a little bit and start to talk about the philosophy of this. It's really hard to actually accept that we are holistic beings unless you start diving deeper into the spiritual. Now, I understand that everyone that is listening to this isn't spiritual, but that's okay, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So I tend to look at life through this lens. And one of the reason being is because when I went through my dark night of the soul, up to that point, I thought I had full control of my reality. I thought that any problem could be solved with my communication abilities through cells or through charisma or through money. Like literally, any problem could be solved through those different facets. But all of a sudden, when life punched me in the face and I was put smack dab in the middle of this existential crisis, this like spiritual doom and gloom, none of those things could fix that problem. So I had to start really picking my identity apart and looking at this and being like, okay, clearly I am very vulnerable. I'm not this untouchable, unbreakable being that's invincible that I thought I was. I'm actually very weak and fragile and vulnerable. So that made me very curious, and I began to dig deep and deep over years and years and start to look at, okay, is there actually a formula to where I could become unbreakable? Is there a foundation that I could build that's so solid, that's so strong, that when I get hit by the storms of life, no matter what they are, whether they're physical, financial, emotional, mental, spiritual, it doesn't crack my foundation? And that became, you could say, my mission for myself, to be able to not only figure out if that was possible and what that would look like, but then if I could figure that out, to begin to build that and start to really solidify that foundation. That then developed into my holistic philosophy on life, which is that we are spiritual beings, and that everything first needs to be created spiritually before it can be grounded in the physical. And so if you look at a lot of these spiritual pillars, such like, for example, on these six principles, mindset and breathing, those are spiritual principles. These are things that you have to actually detach from the physical to start to do the work on. Mindset is completely internal. It's not tangible. It's ephemeral, right? You can't just go to the store and buy a mindset. You can go buy some fresh tomatoes. You can go buy some new workout clothes to be able to enhance maybe your movement and your nutrition. You can't buy mindset. You also can't buy a body. You can't buy a healthy body. It's one of the things that money just can't buy. You can buy different tools. You can make enhancements. You can make changes, but you can't buy health. You can't buy mindset. These are spiritual principles that you really have to establish from a completely different frame of reference. So holistically speaking, I started to realize that once my relationship failed, going back years ago, everything else started to fail. My finances got way worse after my relationship failed. My health got significantly worse. I got super sick, super weak and brittle. And of course, my mindset was absolutely fucked. Like, I was in such a dark place. I didn't know how to work my mind. My breathing patterns were off. My diet was horrible. I wasn't sleeping at all. I was waking up with night terrors. You get the picture. Like, it was a domino effect. This is what holistic means. And so once that relationship failed, I then saw how fragile my life was and how there really was no foundation because I wasn't looking at this from a holistic point of view. However, on the flip side, the good thing about this is I started to make a logical conclusion and I was like, okay, if the relationship failed, which triggered the real depletion of a lot of these other pillars of my life, then wouldn't the opposite also be true? That if I started to improve my sleep, if I started to improve my movement and working out, if I started to improve my nutrition and what I ate, if I started to regulate my nervous system and breathe better and feel safer in my body, if I started to become more aware of my thoughts and be the conscious observer, if I did that, wouldn't it be true then that it would also be a domino effect and that every other life, part of my life, including relationships, would also improve? And it is true. That's what holistic means. That when you start to improve one area in life, because everything is interconnected, it affects the whole. So we have to look at things from a holistic perspective. This is why the medical system, a big part of it is honestly such a crippling failure, because someone will go into the doctor's office who has like high blood pressure or diabetes, and we just give them a freaking pill. And it's like, here you go. But it's like, why? Why does this person have diabetes? Why do they have high blood pressure? Like, what is the root? Let's look at their lifestyle from a holistic point of view. How is their breathing patterns? What are their thoughts like? Are they thinking more negative thoughts or are they thinking more positive thoughts? What are their belief systems? How are they holding themselves back? What's the food that they're eating? How many hours of sleep, not only sleep, but like deep REM sleep are they getting? Are they hydrating enough? Do they have enough minerals in their, like, it's crazy that this isn't the norm, that this isn't the blueprint that we have for society, because we are holistic beings. This is how we operate. But unfortunately, most of society, especially the medical system, operates from just a top level interface, from just looking at the superficiality of symptoms and behaviors rather than the root causes, which the root cause always at the very, very core is identity. It always is, every single time. I promise you this, I'm speaking from life experience. The only thing holding you back from whatever you want, you name it, the body you want to have, the relationship, the amount of money, how you want people to view you, your confidence, your self-worth, the only thing holding you back in the beginning from achieving these things is your perception of yourself. You have a distorted perception of yourself. You don't see yourself as others see you. You have such a negative lens through which you see yourself, and you're pulling all these failures, these negative experiences from your past, and you're then using that to create a model in the future of what it's going to be like, and it looks bleak. And so then you start to basically attract and create that reality because that's what you believe and that's what you're focusing on, and your beliefs dictate your destiny. Your perception is distorted. One of my favorite things, my absolute favorite thing to do with people, is to gas people up, because I understand inherently, again, speaking from personal experience, that people have a distorted perception of themselves. Most people do not have a high view of themselves. They don't have a positive perspective of themselves. The way they talk to themselves is proof of this. Like, at the core level, most people don't truly love and respect and trust themselves. And if you don't, then the lens through which you see yourself is distorted. So if you're not good enough, then why would you start that business, right? Because it's probably going to fail, right? If you're not committed to your goals and you've failed in the past and you think you're not a consistent person, why would you even try going to the gym? Because you can't have that body because you're just born that way, right? All these beliefs that start to come in and lock you in this mental prison, all because you have a distorted perception. And all that needs to happen in the beginning is to just shift that perception, is to actually view yourself through a clean lens to align to your higher mind and be like, whoa, I actually am a badass. And there is proof for that. Look at all the things I've done in the past. Look at the people that I've supported. Look at the love that I've given to others. Look at the way that I've showed up in the world. Look at the way that I did well on that project. Look at the way that I was creative with this and the other people couldn't figure it out and I did. If we started to actually pull from a bank of positivity rather than negativity, we could start to reconstruct and re-mechanize our perception of ourselves. That's where it all begins. And that is mindset. We might as well go into that first pillar. That's mindset. Mindset is reorienting your perception of yourself, but you have thoughts, narratives, and beliefs that are in the way of that. It first starts with a belief about the world, a belief about yourself, I am not good enough. Because I am not good enough, you then create a story from that. So because I am not good enough, if I were to do this, then X, Y, and Z would happen. It's not true. It hasn't happened yet. You've just created a story around it. But then you believe that story. And then you start to think thoughts that reinforce that story. Mindset's tricky. It's really, really tricky. In season 2 of Conscious Rebel, there was episodes, I think in the very beginning of season 2, Mindset 1, Mindset 2, and Mindset 3. I go deep into mindset, so I won't do that here. But what I really want to harp on with mindset is that you have a distorted perception of yourself, and that's what's holding you back. If I were sitting in the room with you right now, I promise I would sit down with you, and within 20 minutes, you would start to feel really gassed up about life because I don't have a distorted perception of you. I see you for what you're capable of. I see what you can accomplish. I see how great you are. So I'm gonna tell you that, and then you're gonna start to realize that actually is true. I'm not blowing smoke. And if that is true, oh, you take a deep breath and you're like, thank goodness all those bullshit stories I was playing in my head aren't even true. And you can then let those go. But it's a consistent process over time of reminding ourselves of who we actually are and realigning that perception. It's tricky. It takes time. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It takes a lot of consistent mental effort to continue to align to a healthy perception of yourself. And to really solidify that, you have to have physical proof. Because again, the mindset isn't physical. It's not tangible. You can't buy mindset. So as on the path of working on your mindset, getting your thoughts, stories, and beliefs aligned to positive ones and shifting your perception of yourself, you have to also create physical proof that that's true. You can't just look in the mirror and shout affirmations and be like, I am powerful, I am powerful, I am powerful. But all you do all day is sit in the bed and watch movies. No judgment if that's what you do, but it's not proof of the fact that you're telling yourself I am powerful. So over time, you'll start to not believe yourself. And then again, there's mistrust, and that's a whole nother rabbit hole that you slip into. It's a very slippery slope. So you gotta provide physical, tangible proof of what you believe. So if you're sitting there in front of the mirror shouting these affirmations, you also have to go out into the world and start to stack this undeniable proof that that really is who you are. And you build it over time, which takes us to pillar number 2, breathing. So mindset was the first pillar. Second pillar is breathing. Starting to regulate your breathing power or patterns. Breathing is autonomic, so we don't think much of it. But again, I've talked about this in other episodes. As you start to get more anxious, you'll start to hyperventilate. Your breathing will start to get shallow, and it's from your chest. You have to be able to catch that and start to deep breathe, diaphragmatic breathing from your tummy and really breathing in through your navel, through your heart. And you want those deep breaths. And the breath is what will calm you. It's what resets you back to a base level of normal, of equilibrium. breathing is really important. This is why I would strongly recommend holotropic breathing or going to a breathwork ceremony, because not only can breathwork purge trauma and emotions out of you, but it's going to get you more familiar with intentionally breathing, of being able to really be conscious of your breath. So in moments where you have anxiety that starts to flare up or depression, take 5 minutes, go into the bathroom. If you're at work, do whatever you need to do and just breathe. Just close your eyes and just breathe for a few minutes. Just take deep breaths and watch the way that it resets your nervous system and that it calms your mind. Because if you don't breathe, then you're going to get deeper and deeper into these negative stories and thoughts that are really hard to stop. They're hard to catch. So deep breathing patterns. The third pillar to a holistic view on life, to really being able to ground this well-being into you and rebuilding your identity. And again, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a live workshop on this that will be completely free, but I'll go more into all of these, but I'll personalize it to me of what exactly I do. That way you cannot copy it, but get an example of how I apply these different things in my life. So the third pillar is movement. You need to be moving, folks. You have to, even if you do not feel like it. Trust me, there's been times in my life I didn't feel like, you know, moving or going on a walk or working out. You need to. It's vital to your biochemistry. You need to get those endorphins moving. You need to get the blood moving. And it's going to shift your mindset again, because you need physical proof for your mindset. So getting out of your environment, shifting the environment, when you get into new places, it'll shift your thought patterns. And also pushing yourself. It's important to push yourself, because self-worth is the willingness to do hard things. So you got to be pushing yourself. Movement doesn't have to be crazy. If you don't want to go to the gym, you don't have to. But some form of movement, like a 20-minute walk every single day, Pilates, yoga, Tai Chi, whatever it is you want to do, just some form of movement to get your body going and to shift your state. That's the importance of movement, is that you're shifting state. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling down, if you're going through a struggle, if you're going through a life crisis, you need to shift your state. Again, back to perception. Perception of yourself is the first foundational thing in mindset. You need to shift your perception. And the easiest way to do that is to actually shift your physiology, shift your state. Shoulders back, chest out, breathing deep, moving. And as you actually shift your physiology, your physical body, your mental mind will then follow. It'll react to that, because we're holistic beings. Remember, it's all interconnected. So the easiest way to get out of your thoughts, get out of your mind, get out of an anxious breathing pattern is to shift your state through physiology, to move. That's actually what anxiety really was intended to be back in the days. It was basically a spark of chemicals that would force you to run, to move, to avoid threat, to avoid danger. But chances are you're not really running from danger anymore. So you need to move your body to get that anxiety out, to express and purge that energy. It's super vital. The fourth pillar is nutrition. I talk about this a lot. I'll go more into my diet in the free live workshop. But nutrition is absolutely vital. Out of all of these, I can't put an importance on these. They're all equally as important. But the most grounding of all of them is going to be nutrition. It's so vital. The amount of us that are sick from heavy metal poisoning or from viruses is like 90% of the population. So many people are suffering from chronic illnesses, which are not normal. People say, like, I am depressed. I have, you know, anxiety. I'm on these three different medications. I take Xanax. It's not normal, folks. You know, this isn't a normal state to be in chronic illness all the time. So we need to really start looking at our nutrition, because food is medicine. It's not the medication we need to go get at the doctor. It's food. And if you're on medication, that's totally okay. That's fine. At one point in my life, I was on antidepressants, when, you know, I was going through a lot of my stuff. I needed that as a catalyst to get out. But at some point, you want to be able to move beyond that and create health for yourself and create more vitality for yourself, which is really, really important. So nutrition is going to be vital to getting whole foods into your system. If I can really simplify this, it's avoid processed foods. That's it. Just avoid processed foods, avoid preservatives, and really start to shop more organic, more natural, getting more natural fruits and vegetables, getting things that have actually grown from the earth. Because when you eat food, it's giving you life force, it's giving you chi, it's giving you energy, but that can only come from real soil, from the earth, from Mother Earth. So if you buy something that's been processed in a lab and packaged up, it has no life force in it. It has no energy. You're literally putting it in your mouth and you're getting zero benefit from it. So with nutrition, just avoid processed foods. Make this real simple. Again, 1% changes. Don't kill yourself over all these different changes, but just little micro changes of starting to switch up your diets. And the very first part of nutrition always is elimination. It's detoxification. So it's not about adding things in. It's about eliminating things that aren't serving you. So eliminating, I've said this before, you know, maybe energy drinks, maybe starting to eliminate soda, maybe starting to eliminate, you know, those desserts you eat that have a lot of ingredients in them that just aren't good for you. So I'll tell you this, you can eat healthy and be happy. I promise you can eat healthy and it tastes good. There's a way to do it. So over time, make these 1% changes, but start to eliminate first and detoxify and just remove processed foods. Start with that. The fifth pillar is hydration. This is so key. This is the most underrated pillar. This is one I'm still diving into and exploring because this was so foreign to me. I didn't realize how important hydration was. Most of us are chronically dehydrated. We don't have enough minerals. You have the four basic minerals, which is sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Okay, those are the four basic minerals. If you look at most water we drink today, especially like tap or garbage water, not only does it have zero of these four basic minerals, but it's full of copper and aluminum and lead and fluoride, which is wreaking an absolute storm from hell on your body, and you don't even know it. You want to know why you're feeling low energy, why you have brain fog, why, you know, you have edema or bloating? A lot of it comes down to hydration. So really look into hydration, but what I would recommend is not just drinking more water. That doesn't solve it. We need water that has enough nutrients and minerals in it to make us feel alive. Make sure you're getting water that has minerals. And if it doesn't, we need to supplement, getting more salt or, you know, sodium into our system, getting more potassium, getting these electrolytes. It's very, very key. I drink coconut water every single day. It was an acquired taste, but it has changed my life. That's a dramatic saying, but I'm being serious. Like, drinking coconut water every day has changed my life because it has brought me to a state of clarity and I feel so much more hydrated, which allows my body, especially my cellular system, to be functioning properly, which is what we all want. And the final pillar is sleep. Sleep, it should be obvious, but unfortunately, we live in a programmed society that convinces you that success doesn't sleep and that you'll sleep when you're dead and that it's better to get the work done than to sleep. Unfortunately, from a longevity point of view, it's destroying us. You can only know how much sleep your body needs. 6 to 8 hours is really the recommended, but it's about getting deep sleep. So it's not really about the sleep itself. If you want to have quality sleep, it starts actually the day before. It starts before sleep and when you wake up. If I could suggest anything, two of the biggest things, it would be these two things. Number one, stop eating 3 hours before bed. It will have massive changes on your sleep quality, I promise you. And number two, when you wake up, immediately get sunlight and some movement. If you can do these two things, it's like the bread of a sandwich, before and after sleep, that's actually what sets up a consistent sleep routine. And there's a bunch of other things, but Well, keep it simple with sleep. If you can just do those couple things, again, this is holistic. It's going to massively affect everything else. If you can just stop eating a few hours before sleep, which is going to allow you to get better sleep, then it's going to change the way that your body craves food. It'll affect your diet. You'll have more energy when you start to move. It'll affect your thoughts and how much more clearer you are because you got deeper sleep. It's holistic. That's what I really want to emphasize on this as we wrap up. You are a holistic being, so we need to live a holistic life, and we need to have a holistic philosophy. We need to start realizing that everything, there is a root cause, which is identity and perception of yourself, and at the root and at that identity, we need to create a foundation that is holistic, that's connected to all these different pillars. And if we can start to do these things and start to 1% change, again, we're not going for massive changes. We're going for sustainability. Little changes each day that stack up over time. And then 3 years from now, you're a different person because of those small changes. That's what we want. We are going for lifestyle changes here, not quick gimmicks, right? We are going for a whole lifestyle shift so that we look at life from a holistic, you know, point of view. And we now have this philosophy that we are holistic beings. And because we believe that and we understand that at the core, we know that every little thing that we do matters. How you do anything is how you do everything. And as you start to prioritize these different pillars and experiment with them, have fun with them, customize them to you, then you're going to start to see massive changes in your life. So hopefully this provided you again some practical benefits so that you can start to apply these. But please, 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 please understand that you are a holistic being. So start to look at life from that viewpoint and start to become aware of your perception of yourself. You are enough. You are beautiful. You're great. You're powerful. You have everything you need at your fingertips right here, right now. You're exactly where you need to be. Accept that. Understand that. And now focus on what you can control, and start to focus on all these different pillars to improve them by 1%, and your life will shift drastically so that you are able to achieve the health that you want, the happiness that you want, and an overall sense of well-being. Peace.